on Black City Geeks, remember the name. Metal Slang recounts the falls. Rising legends as a ring the calls. From the main event to indie halls. Through Black City Geeks, we cheer it all. What is going on, everybody? Welcome to Suplex City Geeks. It's Steve here. And joining me today, we got Alex.
You know, for a second, I thought I was going to burp, so I was trying to hold it in.
It's okay.
Okay. No, I'm just taking that swig of water in the beginning, and then since I had ginger ale a second ago, just like, you know, like a little...
It's not a good mix, no.
Yeah. No, but before starting the recording, I will admit that I was having dinner real quick before we started recording.
It's okay.
So if you hear like the random, you already know.
Oh, no, it's all good, dude. It happens. It's around dinner time, so it's acceptable.
Dinner time. Right. Time to go eat something, but I don't know what to eat.
Oh, I know exactly what I'm going to eat all the time. So,
food. There you go.
Exactly. There you go. Exactly.
Eliminate the middleman.
Uh-huh. Yep. No people at all. No people eating today. No.
Okay. Oh, the cannibalism. That is frowned upon. But then what's funny is in your neck of the woods or whatever, it seems like, I'm not going to say it's a consistent thing, but.
It's not. It hasn't been a thing in a minute. So. Yeah. So the reason we are doing this episode today, the biggest reason why, is because, of course, it's Easter weekend and it's Alex's birthday weekend. And
well, actually, it falls on a Monday. So, you know, but, you know, it's nice.
It still counts. Okay. It still counts.
And the one that no one adores is going to be 44.
Whatever. It's Alex's birthday weekend. Yeah. It still counts as your fucking birthday weekend, whether you say it or not. It still does.
Well, I mean, like, you know, it makes it hilarious how, you know, that WrestleMania weekend is Easter weekend.
Yeah.
And of all things, WrestleMania Sunday.
420 also. Yeah. Who would have known? It would have been perfect if Riddle was still around.
No, they don't have to deal with MLW. They don't. So
no, that's what I'm saying. Like if he was still around, it would have been a perfect.
Yeah, but I just feel kind of bad because he was like, you know, growing on me. Like I did like him, but with all his, you know, the stuff that was like, you know,
yeah, with his all his other stuff they was doing. Yeah.
Well, it was more of the, I think, what was it that that he got in trouble with the TSA and all that stuff.
Yeah, him being a complete douche. Which, yeah, that happens.
Yeah.
It was more than just that. There was more things, too, but...
Oh, no, there was other stuff, but that
a
was
lot
just
more
like
other
the...
things, yeah.
Yeah, but that was kind of like the straw that broke the camel's back that kind of like gave him the initiative to be like, you know, mm-hmm. well, you know, future endeavored.
Yeah, pretty much. So, again, main reason we're doing this show is because WrestleMania is happening. WrestleMania 41 in Las Vegas is happening this weekend. And
that Stand and Deliver, and then there's other wrestling shows going on too, because you already know how it is from now until, you know, Monday, Tuesday, whatever.
There's a bazillion wrestling shows happening in Vegas right now.
Yeah,
which we get,
you know. And if you guys are out there, whatever, and you guys have the extra, you know, fundage, support indie wrestling.
Yeah, indie wrestling is dope. There's a lot of cool shit happening, and we don't get the future WWE stars if we don't have indie wrestling.
That's the best way of putting it.
Yeah, of course. Because it's the truth.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, WrestleMania, two nights, a total of, as of this moment, as the moment of us recording, there are 13 matches set for split between those 2 days. Some are going to be great. Some are not going to be so great. But we'll just have to wait and see, of course. So what we're doing here today, we're going to be talking about our predictions of everything that's happening. Of course, like I said, there probably won't be matches that we talk about, that we know about, until after tomorrow night, which is SmackDown happening. Or when this episode goes off, tonight when SmackDown happens.
Yeah, because it'll be put up tomorrow.
Yeah, this will be up tomorrow morning or today. Wow. There we go. Yeah. Yes, let's just say that. There we go.
Yeah, the beginning of the WrestleMania weekend.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. There are already people in Vegas right now, like, started everything.
Dude, I think, what is it right now? They're having the WWE World, whatever, their access show, whatever you want to call it, the fan access.
Mm-hmm. So. I was going through YouTube and I saw that Denise Salcedo was there already. She was doing a live stream of her walking through, like, the WWE store that they had in some place or whatever, and it was looking pretty cool.
What really gets me is I was hoping that, you know, if it wasn't for the, you know, the unfortunate thing that happened to Kevin Owens, we would have got a new KO Mania shirt.
Yeah. But it's okay. It's okay. You know, I was thinking about wearing my KO shirt today too, but I was like, you know what? Let me not. I know.
I'm wondering what I'm wearing right now.
Well, yeah.
If people watching the video, it's obvious. I'm wearing the Kevin Owens shirt.
Well, I wore a Kevin Owens shirt for the Poppy show the other day that I went to. Nice. And then, like, a couple of dudes were like, oh, that's awesome. We love Kevin Owens. So I'm like, yeah. Sad that he's going to be injured. He's injured, but still.
Well, he just got the surgery, if I'm correct. So he'll be out.
Allegedly, he just got the surgery.
Well, I mean, he put up pictures, so.
Whatever.
You know, I'm just saying, no, you can only go but so far. It'd be funny if it's all a work.
Yeah. Yeah, but we'll see. We'll see what happens with Kevin Owens, if he ever does come back. Because that's the injury that sometimes people don't come back from. Especially to do the bumps and shit like they do on a regular. Excuse me.
The rumor was that apparently that match that he had, I think, with Cody at Royal Rumble exacerbated everything.
Oh, yeah. It was a tough match, dude. It was a hard match.
Dude, that fucking bump on the ladder was crazy.
Yeah.
That fucking Alabama slam?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They people say wrestling is fake, but it's not. It's predetermined, but it doesn't mean that it's fake.
Dude, you already know all the injuries that I suffered. You've known me for a long time, bro. So
yeah.
And you know me around the time.
It's been a couple of decades since we've known each other.
Yeah. But, you know, when you first met me, that was like, you know, I was wrestling, and then, you know, that one of the big injuries that took me out.
It is, and it was.
Yeah. I miss it, though.
Of course you do. You still tell me you want to do your last match?
Yeah, just to get it on my system.
Yeah. Yeah, but I don't know, dude.
I'm just saying, you know, the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak and spongy.
Yeah. That's the thing.
And, you know, even with the new parts, it's still...
Yeah, you're still not RoboCop yet. It's okay.
I still want that holster on the side.
That'd be great. That'd be awesome if you could do that.
And then, you know, like how we said the joke a long time ago, whatever, is like, you know, what's your name, officer? Because, you know, remember, it was Alex Murphy. So,
Yeah.
Like, you know, I just can't say Alex, sir.
It's okay. Soon enough.
Yeah, but so, let's get to the meat and potatoes.
Let's get into it. So... I'll just go by the list because I'm going off of Wikipedia. They have a list of everything that's happening, right? And from what it looks like, they're putting the Gunther match as the first match for night one, which is Gunther against Jey Uso for the championship, the heavyweight championship.
Yeah, the WWE heavyweight championship.
I honestly, like, this is the one match that I'm not excited for.
The only reason why I'm excited for it is because you already know Gunther's one of my top faves in WWE right now.
Oh, for sure. Absolutely. He's good. He's great, actually.
Dude, the lead up to this was kind of like lukewarm, you know, and then it started picking up, especially after when he beat up Jimmy.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that's when I was like, oh, okay. You know, like, I see what you're doing there, Gunther. You're getting your inner Walter on.
Oh, for sure, and he needs to, because we haven't seen that side of him in a while.
The funny thing is, there's been, like, rumors online of, like, this is bigger than what it's going to be. I don't know if you heard, like, the rumors that, you know, if it is true that Jay is going to win, but with the help of The Rock.
I highly doubt that.
No, but you know, and it was funny because the reasoning that they were explaining it kind of made sense because, you know, the way that it played out in Royal Rumble, that it looked like that, you know, that Jay had the late number. And when he, you know, like he did win, like, you know, it was kind of a surprise, everything like that. And when it comes to the Rock with the storyline, is like, you know, what will make the final boss great? Not only if you have one championship, if you have both of the major championships.
Yeah, I can see that. But, like, I don't see that actually happening.
Yeah, because what is it? Jay is the biggest babyface on Raw right now.
Right.
And if I'm correct, I think he's the top merchandise seller.
He's one of the top sellers, yeah.
Yeah, so I don't think they would heal him up right away. But
no, not yet.
Because, I mean, like, the whole thing is this. What I would want to happen is a lot different than what I feel like may happen.
Yeah.
Because what I would want to happen is Gunther retains.
Right.
But it just seems like with everything going on, and to give people, you know, that little, you know, that little yay, that Jay more than likely is going to capture it.
Right. I agree with that. Jay is going to win this match. Like, I'm pretty sure.
I mean, like I said, I don't want it to happen because, you know, I think Gunther is like the best dude to have that belt right now.
See, for sure. And I think if he wins it, he's not going to have it for a long time.
Oh, no. I feel like if that's going to happen, if he wins at Mania, I think maybe, what is it, by like SummerSlam? That either Gunther would get it back or someone else would get the belt.
Absolutely. I completely agree with you. I don't think it's going to go that much longer. I think he's going to lose it within like another 2-3 months. If it goes that far.
Yeah, because, I mean, it could be SummerSlam because, you know, you have the two-night event.
Mm-hmm.
Or it can be pushed to, what is it, Clash in Paris or whatever? Clash in Paris.
Yeah, but I don't think they would go that far.
I mean...
Actually, might go further.
You think Survivor Series?
Probably. That's where I think it's gonna be capped off. And then he'll have a match against Gunther and be like, oh yes, try to survive this. Like, do like an Iron Man match or whatever for him.
Because I do think if Gunther does lose, I think Gunther may take off for a bit. Because of course, remember he's a new dad,
right?
So he'll probably give an excuse to spend some time, you know, with his wife and kid, you know, newborn.
Yeah, I would. So, I don't mind saying that. I don't mind him having some time off because he needs it, of course.
Yeah,
but this should be an interesting match, especially if it's going to be the opener. So like, I don't know if it's for sure that's the breakdown it's going to be, but from what we see so far, from our list, the list that we're going by. That's going to be the first match.
What makes me laugh is that if you remember the whole thing, that back then the whole idea was that whoever won the Rumble was supposed to main event WrestleMania.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I think it has to be changed to whoever wins is guaranteed
a title, you know, shot.
Championship, yeah. A championship match
of
their choosing at WrestleMania.
Right. Because the thing is, like, again, what I've said before is that there are too many damn titles here. Too many titles. There's no need to have two heavyweight titles, essentially. Yes, one of them is the undisputed title. This one's the heavyweight title. Technically, it's the same fucking thing.
Well, if you really want to break it down, it's just based on, you know, like, each show, like each major show, Raw and SmackDown has their own title. So, and if you want to also break it down, what is it? You have three championship, you know, three male championships, and now you have three female championships in each brand.
Yeah.
It would be two for each brand, and because the women's tag team goes to any. So it's too impossible. Like if it's fucking spades,
it's too many fucking cards. It's too many fucking too many damn fucking titles. Period. So going to the next title, like,
if that's the only promotion that has.
Oh no, for sure they have all of them have a lot of fucking titles. I'm not saying anything against that. It's just like so many titles that nobody gives a fuck about, or at least themselves give a fuck about, because nobody cares about the women's tag team titles.
And I feel kind of bad because they've been trying to push it a little bit lately.
But they still don't care.
But you know what it also is? It's just, and I feel kind of bad saying it like this, that you do have the talent that can, you know, go back and forth for it or whatever, mm-hmm. but a lot of them are misused.
Yeah, because they don't care.
Yeah, because I mean, like, to be honest with you, let's see. You have, like, a person like Natalia or whatever that's, like, a workhorse when it comes to, you know.
Absolutely. She's great.
At this point, you know, it's more in the lines of she just – she's there if they need her kind of thing. But she's also, you know, training other people to, you know, to go forward. And I commend her for that.
Yeah. No, for sure. She's fine. Like, she's good. She's good at what she does. And she's good at teaching the people that are coming up.
Yeah.
And I appreciate that. That's a great thing that she's doing. But they're not pushing. They're not giving her a push. And I understand. She probably like, I don't need the push. I already had my shine. I've been around for a minute. I don't need to get an extra push. Like, let everybody else coming in get a shine now. And I get it.
I mean, you have I feel bad. Like, you know, what is it? A few years back, you had Shayna Baszler, who was, like, you know, like, on a roll. And now it's just you barely see her. Like, what was it? She did come up when they had that gauntlet thing.
Yeah.
And her and Zoe Stark are good. They're good together.
They're a good team. Yes.
But I just feel kind of bad.
Did they really need to have Sonya Deville as part of the team too?
I feel kind of bad because what is it? Like, you know, she was doing her thing in the past. And then after she got hurt and came back and they gave her the storyline as GM and stuff like that, it's just like,
yeah,
you know, I guess like the momentum for her just kind of like, you know, fizzled.
Mm-hmm. And then they put her with the Pure Fusion Collective that went nowhere. But they still go, they still both go as that name or whatever. Shayna Baszler and Ivy and not that's not, it's, no, it's what's
Zoe
her name?
Stark.
Yeah, that one.
I was going to say.
I was saying Ivy now, but she's part of the other group.
Yeah, she's part of American Made,
yeah.
I don't know why now you're going to be thinking about the Hogan WCW song. Because he's American Man.
So continuing with the card.
Because you can't use real American because that's, you know.
Yeah, pretty much.
But then, you know, it was like, hey, let's get Rick Derringer. And can you make a song kind of like a real American, but it's not?
Yeah. Yep.
And he was like, I got you.
I'll make it sound not that great, but still great.
I'll make it sound adequately enough.
Yeah, yeah. It'll fit its purpose. So, the next match that we're talking about is a tag team match. We're just talking about tag teams. But this was for the Men's World Tag Team Championship, and that one is the War Raiders. Eric and Ivar, who are the champs, are going up against the New Day. The heel New Day and Eddie Kingston. Well, no, Kofi Kingston. Wow. Yeah.
I was going to say, yeah. Ooh.
Ron Kingston. Even though I love Eddie Kingston, I miss Eddie Kingston. We got Kofi Kingston and Xavier Woods. I think this should go to the New Day. Give them some push as a heel because they're good heels, but they just get pushed off.
What I love is how they make them as chicken shit heels, but at the same time, they both can work.
Yeah.
But, you know, for me, the whole thing is this. I kind of agree that it seems like it's going to go to the New Day.
Yeah. Because we haven't seen the War Raiders in a long time.
Dude, I love the War Raiders. And, I agree. You know, I mean, I was kind of pissed off with the whole Viking Experience thing and Valhalla.
Yeah.
Even though, you know, it is Eric's, you know, actual wife and, you know, baby mama.
Yeah.
But now when they, you know, they're back to like kind of like their somewhat NXT ways.
Yeah. You know, their classic ways.
Yeah. And I kind of like appreciate that.
Yeah. It's worth appreciating because it's good. Their gimmick, this gimmick is cool. Like, you don't need all that extra shit because it doesn't, they still do what they need to do with what they have at the moment and what they had previously.
Oh, you're right. But, I mean, even though I would like them to retain, because, you know, it would be cool if they get, like, you know, their Mania moment, even though they'll probably have it anyway.
Yeah, they'll have their Mania moment. But the thing is, like, they haven't done anything with these titles. They haven't had any matches. So they've had it for a while already. They and we haven't.
I think
really
what,
seen
like a month and change.
Yeah, like a couple months.
Yeah.
So like they've had the titles for a minute already, and they just haven't done anything with it. So giving it to the New Day, I think it'll bring some pizzazz to that title, I guess you can say.
I think that the way that it may do is if they do win and everything like that, they're gonna be like, you see, we didn't need Big E, we didn't need Big E, and then like, you know, maybe for Big E to just come up out of nowhere.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised. That'd be great.
Or if let's say you find out, like, you know, for like either there, that he'll be like, I got a surprise for you, but I'm gonna bring it up to you on Raw. He's back.
Yeah, that'd be cool. That'd be good. That would.
I mean,
funny.
I don't know. Like, you know.
No, no, you don't know. I'm just saying. That's not a bad.
But that'll be something big for the Raw after, you know, after Mania.
Yeah. Especially since it's essentially like hitting the reset button. I get it, dude. I get it. But yeah, New Day retaining. New Day becoming, again, tag team champs. Because they've been champs for a minute. They were champs before. Right?
Yeah, dude, they're multi-time champs. Like, yeah, exactly. They had like the record, and then what is it? Like, it's been a few years since they've had a title.
I think last time was when wasn't Kofi with them when they were still like when.
Well, Kofi was Kofi,
and I'm talking about Big E.
Yeah, I think that was one of the last times that they had the belts like that.
Yeah.
And then I think what was it? I don't remember if they had it while, you know, when he got hurt.
Yeah. I don't think they did. Oh. But yeah, this should be an interesting match. It should be fun. Another match that I'm up in the air about is the Rey Mysterio versus El Grande Americano. The Big Coffee.
Rey Mysterio versus Starbucks.
Yeah. They're both great. They're both fantastic wrestlers. Absolutely fantastic. Like, Rey Mysterio, obviously he's in Hall of Fame. He's a Hall of Famer. El Grande Americano. I don't want to just be like, oh yeah, this is actually Chad Gable.
What?
But he's a great wrestler. This whole gimmick is like,
it's dumb.
It is.
But it's like good, you know, comedic wrestling dumb.
Yeah. It's goofy wrestling for life. Like,
I will say this though. I think it would be like a bad burn to take off the mask at Mania, like there, even though it would be a moment.
Yeah.
But I just think, like, you know, it would make a better storyline if Grande Americano wins, so they can have, like, later on or whatever with Rey versus Grande Americano, mask versus mask.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's what's going to wind up happening.
Yeah. Cause, you know, to like for him getting the mask, and then what was it, that horrible AI fucking, you know, his, you know,
that
history
was so
thing
fucking funny
with the extra fingers and
that
in
was
the picture.
So fucking funny.
Yeah. And the Gulf of America, and if you notice, they don't even announce where he's from now, because after that backlash,
yeah,
it was like,
I think that was the point. It was like, it was supposed to be jokey, but
no,
you know,
but I just think it was hilarious. It's like, you know, they got backlash. It's like, no, that's next month.
Yeah, pretty much, you know. But yeah, this could be a good, this is gonna be a good match, because we haven't really seen like a bad Rey Mysterio match.
I mean, you know, the whole thing is depending on, you know, who works, and it depending on, you know, like, and it happens, like, you know, like slip up on like high spots.
Yeah, I get it,
but even with that, he always recovers one way or another.
Exactly, and he does a good job in recovery.
Yeah, but with the technical prowess of Gable, I think everything will be okay. Oh,
exactly.
I'm sorry. Grande Americano.
El Grande Americano. Yes.
Yeah, yes.
After,
you know,
all his trainings in Mexico's and stuff,
and his tag team partner Venti Frappuccino.
Yeah.
Caramel.
I just really hope that this is leading to El Generico coming.
You know what's hilarious? Someone mentioned that it was just like, you know, that would be like hilarious. That, you know, mask versus mask. And then you'd be like, you know, like, Well, if you notice, Zayn hasn't been around, but then I heard that he's injured.
Yeah. Allegedly, yeah.
Yeah.
But that'd be cool. That'd be cool if they did that. That'd be a big old thing for like next year's WrestleMania.
Or it always, like I said, it goes to like, you know, like a blow off of Backlash or anything after that. Or Money in the Bank.
Yeah, yeah. The mask on a pole match.
No, it has to be Judy Bagwell on a pole.
True, true. Fair enough, fair enough, fair enough. Next match, we got... it's just a heated rivalry that we've had for a bit. And that's Jade Cargo versus Naomi.
I kind of like the new Naomi.
Yeah. Evil Naomi.
Yeah, but then what really gets me is that it reminds me so much of the old Owen Hart gimmick. The, you know, enough is enough and it's time for a change.
Yeah, yeah, that's exactly what it is.
Yeah, yeah. Same thing.
Yeah, no, it's like I get it. It's gonna be pretty cool because I do enjoy Jade Cargo, and I like Naomi sometimes. But this should be an interesting match. The fact that Bianca's supposed to be fighting the next day could mean that there's could be Bianca heel turn in this one.
I mean, signs point to that, but, you know, we can wait until we get to that match, you know,
proper prediction. Yeah, yeah. But this could be cool. This could be a good match. It's not going to be, like, the match of the day, but it could be cool.
I mean, the whole thing is this. It's like Jade has improved from where she was at before.
But she was good there.
She was all right.
She was good there. She just got better.
I think it was the right call to put her, you know, with Bianca to, you know, to get the experience, you know.
Yeah.
So she can get to work, you know, or get the idea how to work, yeah, you know, more in front of the camera.
Yeah, exactly. Like I said, she was good over there, but she just improved and got better over here. Because I liked what she was doing over there previously.
Yeah, but she was mostly having squash matches, like, you know.
Yeah, but when she did have, like, full-on matches, she was good, too.
I love in the background right now, you hear the Mr. Softy.
Of course. You gotta love it.
Yeah, well, you already know, especially in the city, when the weather gets somewhat, you know, like, mm-hmm. Oh, it's tolerable more warm. Oh, here we go.
It's probably, like, what, 70 degrees over there right now.
I'll tell you right now.
Oh, wow. That's wild.
But I'm just saying, though, like, they're saying that the high is 63 and the low is 43.
Okay. The low is 75 right now.
Yeah, and you were in your area.
Yeah, yeah.
But like I said, when the weather gets okay here, like, you know, it's like, can we make money? I think so.
Of course.
Fucking go.
Speaking of fucking going, we're going to get... LA Knight versus Jacob Fatu.
You already know who I want to win on this.
Yeah, yeah. LA Knight. Yeah.
Fuck no.
Nah, I'm joking.
I mean, like, no disrespect to him or whatever, but Jacob Fatu, like I said, there are only two people from the whole Bloodline thing that I like. Paul Heyman and fucking Jacob Fatu.
Yeah. Jacob Fatu is fucking great.
And, you know, I mean, I don't think it's kind of early for him to win the belt.
No, this is perfect time for him to win, especially since, what the fuck is his name? Solo hasn't won a title yet.
I mean, in NXT he did.
Yeah, in NXT, but we're talking about now. On the main roster, he hasn't gotten a title, has he?
That is a good question, Jesus Christ. Like, and if he did? I don't know.
I don't think he's had a title yet. So for Jacob Fatu to come in, only been around for what, 6 months, to get a title match and win a title, he'd be like, "Yo, what the fuck have you been doing this whole time?" So I think it's gonna be big time, especially since he's been having issues with Solo since, you know, the last few months or so.
The only title that he's ever won is the North American Championship in NXT.
Yeah, there you go. So for Jacob Fatu to win the title now, and Solo, because he Solo went against LA Knight to win the, to go for the title before, and he lost.
Yeah.
So it's only right for Jacob Fatu to be like, "Yo, what the fuck, dude? You couldn't do it, but I did. You've been here before I was, and I took care of your business."
So you can grab the title and look at it, you know, with the prayer hands. I love you, title.
Yeah. This is going to be great. This is going to be awesome. This is going to be a really good match. I like LA Knight. I'm not the biggest fan, but Jacob Fatu, big thumbs up. He's going to win it. He's going to take the title and he's going to run with it.
You know what makes me laugh? How, if I'm correct, when he was in TNA,
yep,
he was with McIntyre and fucking one of the Tongas. I think it was Tama Tonga.
Yep.
Or was it Tangaloa?
Tangaloa.
So yeah, so it makes me laugh. It's just like, you know, they have some sort of history. It's like, you know, I'm cool with your family, kind of.
Mm-hmm.
But he's like, no, I still want your fucking title.
Yep. Yeah, so this should be good. This should be good. I'm like down for it. Like, I'm excited to see what's going to happen with this match. Will there be any type of shenanigans? Hopefully not. I highly doubt it. We don't need any type of bloodline interference. Or, look at this. Jacob Solo comes in and tries to fuck around with the match. And this causes Jacob Fatu to actually lose the match.
And then it can lead to, like, backlash to have that match finally Solo versus Jacob.
Mm-hmm.
So, it, you know, there you go.
Yeah.
What I would like is for him to win that belt.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I agree with you. That's my prediction. That's what I want.
Yeah. But it does seem like, or if he does win it, that Solo turns on him afterwards.
Or Solo's like, oh, thank you for giving me my belt. And he's like, what? Hey. Nah, son.
He's like, I don't love you, Solo.
This is, I love you, but I love this belt better.
I love the money more, Solo.
Yeah. It's going to be fun. It's going to be a fun match. I'm down for it. The next match on the card, we have Tiffany Stratton versus Charlotte Flair.
Is it wrong for me to say that I'm kind of like indifferent about this?
I was about to say the same thing. That's why I paused for a second. I was like, eh. It's going to be a good match. I do like Tiffany Stratton. She's good at what she does. And for the fact that she's only been around for a few years, I commend her for that. She does probably one of the best moonsaults I've seen.
The Christopher Daniels moonsault.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly what she does. She's spot on with what she does. She's okay as promos. She's not the best. But as far as in-ring ability, she's pretty damn good.
I mean, the quote-unquote shoots that have been going on lately and everything like that, that they're trying to, like, push this to, you know, to be like, you know, it's a little more serious than what you think it is.
Right.
But the whole thing that really gets me is this, and it's kind of the truth. It just seems like that no matter what, they rely too much on Charlotte. Like, I get the namesake, and she can work.
Yeah.
But I think this opportunity could have went to somebody else.
It could have, for sure.
But now, when, like, for the results that I think that are kind of necessary, Tiffany has to win, but it can't be one of those, like, you know, like, you know, decisive quick wins. Like, the match would have to go, like, at least a little more than 20 minutes, at least.
It's going to be a long way. It's going to be, like, a 15-20-minute match.
Yeah. And then, you know, it has to be, like, either she gets, like, a, you know, surprise roll-up, like, thing, you know, something like that. Because, you know, like I said, it can't be too quick because, it'll kind of kill her momentum in a sense. Because, you know, like, you know, she does have the fans behind her.
Yeah.
But let's say also, if she loses Charlotte, it might kill them, her momentum. You know, like, not Charlotte. You know,
it not might. It is going to kill her momentum.
And I mean, like, you know, you could have the whole thing of, like, you know, oh, you know, it's the quest to come back, the redemption story kind of thing. But
yeah, but no, I don't know. No.
Like, you know, it could work, but it just seems like it's more negative than positive if Charlotte does win.
Yep. Charlotte doesn't need another title right now, especially after she just came back. She doesn't need a title. I'd say, like, give her a few months, then maybe she gets the title back. But right now, she doesn't need it. So I say Tiffany's winning this one.
I agree.
Yeah. Because fuck that. She don't need that title. She She doesn't need it. She doesn't need it. I like the fact that she was like, you're 3-0. Oh, you're 0-3. And you're going to go home by yourself with nothing. Go away. That'd be great.
I felt so bad for Charlotte that was like the first time in a long time that she actually got flustered in the ring because of the crowd response.
That was great. That was great. I didn't feel bad about it at all. I was like, yes. No.
I just thought it was funny how she tried to go like a little personal, saying like, you know, that's like I'm conscious in my DMs. And it's just like, wow, now you're going into like, you know.
Into nothing because it's fake.
No, I know, but you know what's hilarious? Did you ever hear about like Kaiser's response?
Yeah. It was hilarious.
And where the fuck has he been?
He's been chilling.
I think maybe, like, you know, with the whole everything that they're focusing more, the stuff of Mania, whatever, I think they may push him back more, like, you know, like Raw after Mania kind of thing.
Yeah.
To focus on new storylines and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Which is fine. We don't need all that extra shit.
You're right.
Yeah. The final match we should be having on night one is going to be Roman Reigns versus CM Punk with Paul Heyman in his corner versus Seth freaking Rollins. This could be a good match. It is going to be a good match because, of course, you have three heavy hitters in this one.
There's only one person I care about in that match, and that's Paul Heyman.
Fair.
Now, do you want my actual prediction?
Yeah, your prediction. Who do you want?
If they want to satisfy this dude or whatever, it would have to be that Punk does get the win. So they can have that, like, Mania moment and Mania, you know, like, thing. But what it seems like may happen, Heyman turns on both Roman and Punk, and Seth gets the win, and he walks away with Heyman.
Yeah, that's exactly how I see it, too.
And I don't know if Seth becomes, you know, part of the Rock's group.
Nah, I don't think that. I don't think it's going to go that far in that direction. But I do think Seth is going to win this. And Heyman is going to come with Seth. Like, Paul Heyman fucks both of them. He's like, haha, fuckers. I already had enough of your butches. Yeah, exactly. I had enough of your fuckers.
I just want two things to happen. If that happens, please fucking change that song because that fucking chant is annoying.
It's hilarious. It's fucking great. I love it.
No, because my favorite theme song was the old theme song that was like that old Rock song.
No, yes, you know? I get it. I understand.
Like that one was way better than this one.
I like it. I actually have that one as my ringtone.
And then the second thing is this: get rid of the weird dressing. Ambiguous or whatever, taking stuff from your wife's closet.
See, and I think that's what's going to happen if he does win and Heyman comes with him. Yeah. I think it'll pretty much calm down his whole little craziness of a shtick that he's had for the last few years. And that'll be the main event for night one. That'll take us over to night two. And this should be pretty cool because it's going to be one of the first matches they have on the page is the women's triple threat match, which is Io Sky versus Bianca versus Rhea for the Women's World Championship.
I'm very conflicted.
Okay.
Because I like two people in that match.
You like Io and Rhea.
Oh, you know me so well.
Yeah, I do. I do quite well.
Well, I'm just saying, you know me for like over two decades, so.
Yes, 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 yes. Yeah, so who I'm going for, of course, Rhea. Give her her title back.
I mean, she had a WrestleMania moment, was it last year?
Yeah. She'll be Miss WrestleMania. Every WrestleMania, she has a moment.
I kind of feel like, you know, what was it, the last WrestleMania that Io lost the belt to Bayley?
Mm-hmm.
I, you know, for me, I think what would be cool is if, you know, Io retains. But what I feel may happen Bianca heel turn and wins the belt.
Yeah. I can see
because
that.
Because it just seems like the like if you if like how you mentioned before and it's been playing out, it seems like she's slowly turning into a heel. And I kind of have a feeling that, you know, it's going to lead to her backing Naomi and going against Jade.
Right.
Because that's like another match that seems like everybody wants to see, you know, powerhouse versus powerhouse.
Yeah. That'd be great. Which is what people have been saying for ages since Jade came over. They were like, yo, like, we need to see this match.
Yeah, because, I mean, what was it originally? What people wanted to see was just Rhea Ripley versus Bianca, like, you know, for a match of Mania.
Yep.
But I feel like what they may do is, if they're going to do that, they want to have a big one-on-one for SummerSlam. Because remember, since SummerSlam is going to be two nights this year,
they want to
have certain matches. And I think it's May leading up to that.
Yep. I would not be surprised. And I'm totally good with it. This should be a cool match. It could
be
cool.
Like I said, you know, I think out of like the whole thing, you know, I hope they don't kind of like, you know, shit on Io like how they've done with Asuka. Because what is it? Asuka's like what, 0-6 in Mania.
Yeah, yeah.
And it hurts because you already know Asuka's like my favorite. You know,
oh, she's awesome. Asuka's awesome.
And and hopefully she does come back for the Raw after Mania, but I don't think she's still 100%.
Right, no, I don't think so.
We don't know.
Right. But with this, I don't think the main reason I don't think Io's going to keep it is because they haven't really done anything with her either.
I feel kind of bad for the past couple of weeks. They've been kind of like, you know, making her like the butt of the joke, man. Like, you know, every time or whatever, like, you know, like, they keep like,
she get pie face from everybody.
Yeah, yeah. They keep like, you know, they deboing her.
Yeah. And it's like, what the fuck, dude?
And then out of nowhere, whatever, she becomes the kid that gets tired of bullying or whatever. And she's like, I'm going to show you.
Yeah. But this should be a cool match. I'm cool for it.
Come on, nowhere, like, look at me. I'm the champion now.
Yeah, pretty much. But this could be an interesting match. I'm curious to see how it's going to go. And I do want Rhea to win. Again, give her title back.
What I would like to is, even though, like, you know, like, I'm like half and half on it, but I do kind of want Rhea Ripley to go back to an old fucking song.
Fair.
Because the new song, whatever, even though, like, you know, it does kind of fit her, I still miss the old song.
Yeah, no, I get it. I agree. The next one, Liv Morgan and Raquel Rodriguez versus Bayley and Lyra Valkyria for the Women's Tag Team Championships. I want Bayley to win. Give it to Bayley. But they're not going to win it. Bayley and Lyra are not going to win it.
I kind of have a feeling, and this is my thing.
Okay.
Lyra's gonna, like, you know, like, they're gonna have a good back and forth, you know, the tag team. Lyra's gonna by mistake hit Bayley or whatever. Either Bayley eats the pin or Lyra, you know, like, with the mistake gets caught up and get pinned. Bayley's gonna get upset and Bayley becomes a heel.
Yeah.
And then
you know what sucks though? There's going to be so many heel turns.
But that's what it looks like because, you know, what was it? That like two SmackDowns ago that after when they, you know, when these they when they had the match for the women's, was it SmackDown or Raw? Well, you know, a few weeks back they had that match.
Yeah.
And Bayley was kind of like, you know, like almost kind of went away and then she was just like, oh, fuck it. And, you know, gave, you know, gave her the props and everything like that. But, you know, like in her heart of hearts, she's just like, fuck this shit.
Yeah. Yeah, I think Bayley and Lyra are not going to win this match. They're not going to win this title, this tag match. Which is going to cause Bayley to go up against Lyra for her title because she has the was the U.S. title for the women's title.
No, remember Intercontinental. Chelsea Green is the women's U.S. Right, champ. Yeah, Canadian again, wrestler with the U.S. titles. Championship
again. Too many titles.
No, no, but I get it because, you know, the whole thing is this. They do want to push up the women's division, and, you know, that's fine.
But they don't, but sorry to say it, but Triple H doesn't know how to push women.
I should hope not.
Yeah. Well, you know, give them their push. And
I thought it was just like, you know, like, wait a minute.
Yeah, he's not pushing them over the edge.
Sink or swim.
Basically. yeah, no, he doesn't know how to
canceled.
Do it. Yeah, it's okay. It's okay. We'll be all right.
Yeah.
But this could be a cool match. It's like I'm down for it. I'm down for the aftermath of this match. This match itself,
I think it, you know, I think it might be a surprise match. Like, you know, like you're going to be like, you know, it was better than I expected.
Oh no, it's not going to be a bad match in general. Like, I don't think it's going to be a bad match. I want to see the aftermath of it.
Okay. Well, to see where it leads to, like if they're going to have like push something that's going to go towards backlash.
Right. Which is like, that's what I was leading towards. It's like Bayley and Lyra are going to have issues. Good as they would say for years, are they going to coexist? No, they're going to get pissed off at each other.
Yeah, like I said, it's gonna be, you know, a miscue that leads to that, you know.
Yeah.
What's your problem?
Uh-huh. You don't bring out the wacky wavies anymore. I hate you.
Why you have to kill the floating inflated tube with blood, man, blah, 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 man.
Yeah.
And then you have to get that weird haircut.
Yeah. Why'd you have to shave half your head? Yeah. This is cool.
It's easier to maintain.
Right, pretty much. As you can see, yeah.
Yeah, don't worry, I'm losing mine, but whatever.
Yeah, it's okay. All I gotta worry about is this.
Yeah.
Yeah. Next match. AJ Styles versus Logan Paul. AJ Styles. But then again, I see Logan Paul winning it because AJ is going to give him, you know, he essentially like passes the torch. Right.
But you know, I think how it's going to happen.
How's it going to happen?
Interference from Karrion Kross, because it just seems like, you know, like a storyline that's going to continue on.
Yeah, he's going to keep being a dick.
Have you ever noticed if we're carrying Cross that every time he deals with somebody or whatever, he styles the hair of the person that he's fucking around with?
Yeah, yeah. I love it.
Yeah.
He's great. He's great as a character that he has right now. He's just taking over everybody's, you know. He's a chameleon.
I don't know why, but, you know, you just got me thinking, come on, Karrion Kross.
Yeah, yeah, that's fair. I'll take it. I'm not mad at that. But yeah, this should be cool. Like, I'm curious to see what they're going to do with this.
No, same. But like I said, it just seems like that's what's going to happen.
Yeah.
If Logan Paul is going to get that win.
Yeah. Yeah, he is. He is. I would like AJ to win it, but yeah, I could see.
I want to throw something else out there, which I, you know, like, even, I don't think it's going to happen, but if it does, fucking amazing.
What?
You know, like, let's say if, you know, Logan Paul does win or whatever, and he goes, like, I'm the greatest. You know, like, you know, if anything, whatever, I challenge anybody else. You know, anybody who wants to step up to the Maverick, let it know. And then you just head out of nowhere. Say his name, and he appears.
Yeah,
I believe in Joe Hendrick.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, that would be fucking, you know, crazy.
Or I mean, everyone, I don't think it's gonna happen. Actually, wait. If this winds up becoming a squash match and Logan Paul just decimates AJ Styles and he's like, I want a fucking match for tonight and nobody's been giving me this fucking match. This classic dude is doing a match that he says he's good at and he doesn't come through on it. I want somebody better. And then that's when we get Joe Hendrick show up.
Okay. I like that. No, but I just feel bad because I don't want to do that to AJ.
I know. We don't want anything bad to happen to AJ, obviously. But that would be hilarious if they do it that way.
Or if it does happen or whatever, they like, you know, somehow it just like, you know, from a singles match and then, you know, it goes to a tag match, so you can have Logan Paul and Cross versus, you know, AJ and Hendry.
Yeah, I can see that too.
At I love Backlash. How we're just oh, it could, or, you know, it'd be funny at Mania, you know, just to, yeah. So, you know, just to like everyone be like, you know, what? There you go for WrestleMania Sunday.
Yep. So, next match is for the Fatal 4-Way for the Intercontinental Championship between Bron Breakker, who's a champion, against Penta, against Finn Balor, and Dominic Mysterio. Yeah, this should be fun. I'm curious to see what they're going to do with it. I am a big fan of Penta. I'm glad that he's in the WWE right now. I'm glad that he's actually doing his thing. Curious to see what they're going to do with this match, of course. Because Braun is great. For the fact that he's a young dude and he's doing shit that's like, what the fuck? He's just pretty much killing people. It's pretty awesome.
Dude, fucking that spear that killed Carlito last week.
Yeah, it was fucking fantastic.
Dude, I love how Carlito just went with it or whatever, that, you know, my funeral service will be held, you know.
Yeah, it really is. It really is.
No, what I thought was funny was this past Raw when he saw Breakker came out, he just like, fuck this shit. And
just he just ran. Yeah, yeah, that was great.
I see one or two things happening.
Okay.
I see either because of the momentum they want to give Penta, that Penta wins it, or somehow Dirty Dom wins it and he pins Finn.
Yeah, and then that winds up breaking up the whole purple group.
Or it could be like one of those things where, like, it could be like one of those Eddie moments or whatever where, you know, Penta catches, you know, one of them with the finisher. This guy, you know, does the spear but overshoots it, goes like, you know, tosses himself out the ring, but causing the spear, catches Dominic, and he falls on top of Finn, and, you know, 1, 2, 3.
Yeah, I can see that.
So, yeah.
So, who do you want to win this match?
Honestly, like, you know, just because I would like to see him continue on with it, it would be like, you know, keep the belt on Breakker.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind that. Dom doesn't need a push right now. No, I could see him going. I could see him going babyface.
Not right now, because he's better. He's better as a chicken shit heel.
Oh, I agree, but I see him going babyface and then having Finn as the heel.
Oh, I.
But that would be pretty cool if they did it that way.
Yeah.
I'm very curious to see what they're going to do, of course.
So, Steve.
Yeah, Bron. What? Give it to Bron.
Okay.
Yeah. Let Bron keep it. Everybody else can go fuck themselves.
Because, I mean, like, the thing is this. It's like, I feel kind of bad because it just seems like, you know, Finn has been getting shat on a lot lately, too. And, you know, it's one of those things where it's just like, sure, he was a former, you know, Universal Champion. But it was only for a day because, you know, Seth Rollins or whatever with the buckle bomb and fucked him up.
Yeah. Yeah. So it could go either way. Like,
Because I mean, like, to kind of give, you know, like, that's another option that could happen, that they just feel like, you know, that Finn finally gets it, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it'd be cool. I mean, I'm curious what they're going to do with it, of course.
Yeah, but more than likely, it seems like it's either, like I said, either Breaker's going to retain or somehow Dominic, you know, just to get, like, the fans riled up. Ooh, yeah.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Exactly.
Yeah. All
right, next match.
I like it. Next match. Damian Priest versus Drew McIntyre in a Sin City street fight. Maybe they'll use real glass in this one.
They kind of did already. Remember the whole punk joke.
They may do it again. They might do it again. And more of it.
I mean, I just think it's going to be more in the lines that it's just going to be a hard-hitting match. Like, yeah. They may, you know, they may go around. I don't think it's going to go, like, too crazy with the weapons.
No, I don't think they're going to use the light fixtures and shit.
No, I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is that it just seems like it's going to go, like, you know, like, they're probably going to go, like, how, what was it, years, like, a couple years back with the whole fucking, like, Gunther versus Sheamus versus McIntyre.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, just a really hard-hitting match or whatever with, like, 7% chops.
Mm-hmm, yeah. With chops is fine. I'm cool with chops.
I will say this, though. Like, I'm indifferent about it, but I just feel like they have to give it to McIntyre because, what is it, for the past few WrestleManias, like, even though he kind of had a moment or whatever, like, everything is just kind of like he got shat on.
He got shat on, but that's his own fault.
Yeah, but I'm just thinking for this one, like, you know, he gets a W just to kind of, like...
Or he just gets a good fucking loss.
Okay. Because, I mean, like, you know, like, being a Puerto Rican dude and, you know, just be like, you know, well, I, you know, I should go for Priest, but...
Yeah.
You know, I'm kind of leaning towards McIntyre more when it comes to this.
It's fair. I'm going with Priest. I want Priest to win.
Either way, like, you know, hopefully, you know...
It's going to be a good match regardless.
If it goes the route that I'm saying, that I think it could be a good match.
Yeah, it's going to be a good match regardless. It's just... I want Priest to win because Drew's he fucked himself over in every single time.
And I just feel kind of bad because what is it? Priest's title run was like, I'm not going to say it was lackluster, but it wasn't the greatest.
It wasn't the greatest for sure. But you're right. Like it wasn't the best match. It wasn't the best time.
Yeah.
And it is what it is. It was what it was. But the fact that every single time Drew calls himself a match, calls himself the title, he basically fucked himself over every single time. No matter how you look at it, how much of a fan you are of Drew McIntyre, you can't say that he was good at what he did every single time. He fucked himself over every single time.
And it was funny because when he was having that feud with Punk, I was just like, every time, McIntyre, McIntyre, McIntyre.
Yeah. Yeah, so this is going to be good fun. It's going to be a good fun match.
It's going to be good fun?
Yes, it's going to be good fun. Good fun, happy fun times. Yes, and the final match. You know, I'm pretty sure I wanted to see one more match. We'll talk about that one match after. Cody versus Cena for the undisputed WWE Championship. Cody's losing.
Yeah, it that's what it seems like.
Cody's losing. There's no way he's getting out of this one with the title.
What I want, you already know, I said it before and I'll say it again. John Cena comes out. Do you really want to taste it?
Not going to happen.
Yeah, because I don't, Warner Brothers is going to be like, nope, you can't do it. Son of a bitch.
Yeah.
But if he came out as Peacemaker Cena, ooh.
Not going to happen either.
Or, and then, you know, when Cody comes out or whatever, and, you know, he comes out, like, more Homelander style.
Yeah. I could see that. I can see that for sure.
They have him, like, you know, coming down, like, you know, with the whole Homelander, you know, style with the arms out and everything, like, yeah, coming down to yeah, the thing.
And then he loses anyway. Yeah.
Yeah.
Causing him to turn heel also.
Yeah, I was going to say interference by Carl Urban. And he's like, you know, you know, he comes out, whatever, just calls Cody a cunt and just beats him up.
Yeah, yeah. That's fine. I'll take it.
I know that's not going to happen, but, you know.
It's not going to, but it's okay.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Let the imagination run wild.
Of course, of course.
No, but it does seem like more, you know, more obvious than not that Cena is going to win at Mania.
Yeah. He's going to win at Mania. He's going to bring back the spinning title.
I don't think he's going to do that. I just think, I just hope
he doesn't. The main reason I think he is because that was his staple for when he was the champion. And the fact that everybody hates it, he'll bring it back.
Okay.
Because he's a super heel right now. So why not?
Why not indeed?
Especially it's like, oh yeah, I'm going to take this belt and I'm going to disappear with it. He's going to bring back the fucking the spinning belt. And just to, like, shit on people.
No, and then it's hilarious. It's like, you know what would be really fucked up but funny? Is if he does win, he goes, you know what? I cancel the rest of this tour. I'm done.
I'm done.
You can't see me.
Yeah, yeah. Now you really can't see me ever again.
You can't see me nor this title.
Yeah, yeah. He does a David Copperfield that just disappears the title.
Or you just hear his...
Yeah, yep, yep. But this could be cool. This is going to be a fun match. Like, I want to see it.
He disappears and you just had to know when, like, on the loudspeaker. Ta-da!
He just went and disappeared out of nowhere. Now we, then you hear Michael Cole like, oh my God.
You really can't see him.
Yeah. Where'd he go? He's disappeared right in front of our eyes. Then Pat McAfee starts jumping like a fucking crazy person.
Curse, you know, drops an F-bomb or two because of what happened. What the fuck just happened? What just fucking happened?
Pat McAfee starts jumping around like black people when they see magic.
Oh! And you just got canceled.
Whatever.
All right, let's do the extra match.
The extra match, what I would like, of course. I'm pretty sure it won't happen. The extra match. Randy Orton wants the match. Randy Orton needs a match. He's been dying for a fucking match. Randy Orton versus Nick Aldis.
You know what's hilarious? I've heard two things online or whatever, people speculating. One is Aldis. Because, you know, he's, dude, fucking Aldis, what is it? He's 38? It's, yeah. You know, still young. He can still go.
Yeah.
So, you know, that'd be great. You know, so he can, you know, that'd be great to have a moment. Or the other one that I heard is, even though I don't think they would do it, Randy Orton with the returning Rusev.
Yeah. Yeah. I could see it.
Because I think, what is it, for the SmackDown after WrestleMania, the rumor is it's supposed to be Malakai coming back, Malakai Black.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry, Aleister Black.
Not a fan of that name either.
You know, because remember, they let Sean Spears go with the gimmick or whatever.
Yeah.
So imagine if he's like, oh, yeah, well, I'm Malakai Black now, bitch. And I was like, yeah, okay.
Which I'm cool with. I'm cool with that.
Yeah.
But regardless, WrestleMania is going to be fun. It's going to be a fun weekend of wrestling.
It is. And then also remember, before WrestleMania, the night one, you have Stand and Deliver.
That's going to be like fucking 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
One.
Even crazier.
Dude, 1 o'clock in the afternoon, and then what is it? 4 o'clock is the kickoff for WrestleMania, And then that it doesn't start till fucking 7.
Yeah.
Which I'm just like, you're going to have 3 hours. Well, like, I mean, like, I don't know if you're going to really watch it or if you want to watch it, because I know they're not going to have, you know, 0 hour where you're going to have extra matches.
No, they don't do that. WWE yeah. doesn't do that ever.
No.
Ever.
They, like, it's funny. Stand and Deliver or whatever. I'm sorry. Not, oh, you know, NXT does that. Like,
but if that's they have, NXT. Like,
yeah.
NXT does whatever the fuck they feel like. Hmm. WWE doesn't because they're...
Go ahead. They, you started. You gotta end it, bro.
I do. I do. I'll say it. They don't like feeding to the fans.
I think
they rather them sit bored for 3 hours.
No, I
than actually put on a match.
No, what I think is this is they rather have everything set up for like you know the main thing.
But you have people in the back that aren't doing anything. Have them just do one or two matches, one or two dark matches.
You don't really get me how in the past, you, if you remember this, that I think what was either the pre-show or the beginning of Mania, they used to always have the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal.
Yeah, now it's going to be what, tomorrow?
Yeah, it's going to be on SmackDown. As of the recording.
Right,
the
yeah.
Recording, today. I guess, sorry. Today.
Yeah. Right, exactly. Eyes rolling. Yes. Yeah, but like, it's one of those things. Like, come on! Like, you have literally there are people sitting around just eating catering. Let them come on for a pre-show.
But I heard catering's delicious.
Yeah, exactly. More reason for them to fucking eat and fucking be like, oh yeah, well, let's go do our little fun match instead of flying all the way to fucking Vegas to not do anything and then go back home and do nothing again.
No, they're going to go over there to promote
Put them Mania. To fucking work. I'm yeah. sorry. Yeah. Let them gain their paycheck.
You want that Mania money? Fuck yeah. Pre-show.
Yeah, yeah, okay. Exactly. Make that ad money for Peacock.
sell us that sponsor from Snickers.
Right, yeah, exactly.
Like this match, you better make it satisfied.
Yeah, yeah. Why wait? There you go. Now you don't gotta wait anymore.
You're not you when you're hungry, Steve.
Yeah, I guess. Whatever.
I will say this though, I am so fucking tired of that fucking WrestleMania official theme song. I'm like, it's fucking horrible. Well, I mean, like, whoever likes it, is your thing.
It's you know what it is? It's the fact that
it's overplayed.
It's not even the fact that it's overplayed. It's that he likes WrestleMania. He likes wrestling in general. So he is like, I will give you whatever song you want from my discography to play for this show. That's why he's been the title song for WrestleMania the last 4 years.
No, because what was it, like 2 years back, wasn't it fucking The Weeknd?
This year's The Weeknd, too.
No, it's Travis Scott, dude.
No, it's The Weeknd.
No, dude, the official WrestleMania theme song is that fucking Travis Scott fucking that.
No. Travis Scott is the one for SmackDown.
No, look up the fucking song, the official song. It's fucking Travis Scott.
It is Playboi Carti and The Weeknd.
Isn't that other song, whatever the fucking the Travis Scott that fiend or whatever name that song is?
That's not the song for that's the song for like I think it's Raw or something like that.
Okay. I swear to God, I thought it was that Travis Scott song, whatever, that they play for the commercials.
Because he's pretty much on every other show. He's mostly, I think, on Raw or something like that. See, the Raw or SmackDown.
No, SmackDown, I think, is the Megan Thee Stallion thing.
Whatever.
Raw, I think Raw's Travis Scott.
Yeah. So there you go. It's again, The Weeknd is a fan of wrestling. And that's why he's like, yo, here, put my song on every freaking WrestleMania. He's going to make a bazillion dollars off it anyway. It's going to be so many streams. But yeah, the main stream that really matters is this one. Thank you guys for checking us out. Thank you guys for listening to this show. And how we spoke about a bunch of shit here for WrestleMania 41. That's in Vegas happening this weekend. Let us know what you thought of the show and what you think. What are your predictions for the show? I want to know. I'm curious to see what we're going to do. What you're thinking. As opposed to what we're thinking. Because, of course, you know, we have our thoughts. You have your thoughts. Sometimes we think alike. Sometimes we don't. But regardless, you can find this show on innercitygeeks.net, where we have a whole bunch of shit sometimes. Of course, you can find us on the FaceSpace, innercitygeeks.com, innercitygeeks.net, innercitygeeks on all the socials. Find myself. Oh, no, wait, before that, we could actually find the show on all the places that aren't, you know, Apple related. So
sure, rub it in.
You can find us on iHeartRadio, on Pandora, on all the places that aren't Apple, of course.
Amazon Music and Audible.
Pandora, Audible, those places, those cool places,
and on
motherfucking Spotify.
There you go, of course. The best. And I looked it up ever. Or whatever. So WrestleMania 41 theme song, Fiend from Travis Scott. So I guess they have more than one.
Well, it says the official WrestleMania theme song.
It says it on, like, I'm looking it up too. It also says Travis Scott.
Okay, whatever. It is what it is. It's something that's not something that we actually want to listen to.
Oh, no.
Dude, there you go.
At this point, I kind of wish that, like, you know, and I feel kind of bad. It's like, I miss fucking having heavy hard rock, you know, the heavy metal hard rock music for fucking themes, man.
But they're feeding to the masses, bro.
Yeah, I guess so. But I don't know. It's just, like, you know, and then what is it that in other places they're going with, like, you know, like the catchy songs.
Yeah. It's okay. So, where can we find you, sir?
You can find me on Twitter at @DinyED or on Instagram at @DinyDIN.Y.ED. Where can we find you?
You guys can find me everywhere as Mr. Jackal, MisterJackal. Thank you guys for listening. Thank you guys for checking us out. Thank you guys for letting us know what you think about the WrestleMania 41. Let us know what you just check us out and listen to all our shit, because we talk about stuff all the time.
Yeah.
We would like to
hear from you and let us know, like, you know, your take on everything, and hopefully
shitty the show was. Let us know.
Nah, it was awesome. minus the slight, you know, intermission where we have to put, like, the, you know,
intermission won't be around enough when I edit this episode. So,
well, good point or whatever. Like, we're getting into the sausage at this point.
Yes, exactly.
Without, like, making it the sausage, I mean.
Yes, it's okay.
All right. So, how do we end this one?
We wish you best in all your future endeavors.